Did you end up getting a couple of those Frank boxes that we've talked about?
Yes, I did. Frank Sumption made two boxes for me. I'm very honored to have them because there aren't very many that he's made in existence.
I wanted one, and I never got one. We had him on real briefly. Tell me about what they look like.
They're kind of squarish with a slanted panel on top, and they're made out of very simple things, like pieces of plywood with vinyl over some of them as a protective coating. Inside, there are massive wires and electronic components, car stereo bits, computer parts, and batteries. They run on, mine runs all on batteries. He's made some that are both electrical current and battery operated. I mean AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
And they are intended as real-time two-way communication devices with the dead and with other realms. They scan low-band frequencies. When you turn them on, it sounds like someone taking a stereo tuner and running up and down the bands real quickly, so you get just little snatches of things coming out over the speaker, and this creates a noise matrix that supposedly spirit can either modulate to superimpose words on top of that or actually grab words and phrases out of this stream that would be answers to questions. They're very interesting devices, and they do seem to create energy fields around them. I have used mine in a number of settings, both leaving the box running without asking questions and asking questions and trying for answers. I've used them in a variety of situations with other researchers. You do get some very interesting results with Frank's box. I think it's an interesting device. There's certainly a lot of controversy around it and similar devices as to whether or not they actually do what people think they do.
And are you supposed to carry on a conversation with the other side, or are you peering in, listening, almost like it's a you've been invited to a party and you're on the outside listening in?
I think it's a little bit of both. The idea behind these devices, and there are similar devices out there, this is part of a field of communication called ITC, Instrumental Trance Communication.
Right. There's the Spirit Comm also, right?
Exactly. And these devices, both audio and visual, are intended for real-time communication. So the idea behind them is that ultimately we could have quite an extensive, lengthy conversation with someone on the other side or with beings in another dimension. But they're far from being perfected like that, if even that sort of thing is possible. And so what we usually get are very short answers, phrases. I have never been able to get a very long sentence from the box, although other researchers have been able to do that with these devices, and Frank says that he has gotten entire sentences sometimes over the box. But it's a long way off from, say, picking up a telephone and calling someone to have a conversation like we are.
Well, sometimes they'll call us, won't they?
Yes, sometimes they will. And if you use the box enough, and some people believe in regular use, having it going for a certain amount of time every day or every week, it seems to attract an energy that wants to communicate and comes with its own messages.
Now, in your particular case, you've used it a couple times, you have two of them. Are they similar?
Yes, they are very similar. One is multi-sweep, that is, it's capable of doing linear sweep up and down the bands, random, where it just kind of jumps around, and manual, where you can adjust the speed yourself. And the other one is linear only. Frank seems to feel that the best results are on linear sweep, and I would agree, that's the mode that I like to use the best.
Okay, have you picked up actual communications from the other side that you believe could be from the other side?
I've certainly gotten some results that I would say fall into the unexplained category. And sometimes you have a hard time knowing, this is true in any kind of spirit communication, exactly what it is you've got on the other end. Are they really dead people, and are they really the dead people they say they are, or are they some other kind of entity? And I've gotten unidentified voices that I I've not been able to say I'd like to speak to my deceased mother, please, and have her come through. So some of the voices may be the voices of dead people. They may also be communications from higher beings or other kinds of beings. I think I've gotten some of that as well. Some of them like to identify themselves as group consciousness entities. That is, they call themselves by, like, a number. And I've gotten that several times. And it may represent, like, an aggregate of entities wishing to communicate. I have worked with boxes in haunted places where voices have come through in answer to questions that may give information validating the entities supposing to haunt the places.
You know, we've had Frank on the program before, Rosemary. He seems, at least he does to me, to be very sincere, caring. Basically, if I remember correctly, he kind of stumbled into this thing, and it worked for him. And now he's been able to make a few more, like you say. But he seems a very sincere person.
I think that Frank is. I've never met Frank, but I've had a fair amount of communication with him. I interviewed him for some articles that I've written. And I know other people who have boxes, and I've worked around their boxes as well. I think that the researchers who are drawn to this field are sincerely motivated to try and create the technology that enables us to transcend these dimensional barriers. It's just very uncertain work, and results seem to be very subjective. I think that consciousness plays a large role in what kinds of results we get, because some people seem to get better results than others, and that's kind of across the board in spirit communication. There may be something that certain people are suited for this. Now, the thing in ITC is that the people who invent the devices and actually make them seem to be able to get them to work better than people who try to copy the devices. And that raises the question, is there something in an inventor's intent or consciousness or alliance with beings in other realms that makes an actual device more effective? I think that there may be something to that, although it's very difficult to prove.
Thomas Alva Edison was working on a communication device with the other side, and then he died. He was never able to complete it. I think he too, Rosemary, had he lived the genius that he was, he might have been able to pull something like that off.
He certainly had the genius to do something like that. If he left any plans or notes, unfortunately, they've been long lost, and some people say, well, they may have never existed in the first place. But he certainly would have had the know-how, and Tesla would have, too.